Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I'm really excited about welcoming back musician Michael Barry Reck to our program. He's an individual that is not only creating the type of music that he loves, but is really, I think, music that people around the world are loving as well. His newest project is called Continuum. We're going to talk to Michael not only about that project, but also what it's been like for him to hear the way that people are responding to it. Michael, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Well, hello, Cyrus.
Well, really excited about having you on with us, Michael. I actually got Continuum myself through Amazon.com. We'll be sharing that with our listeners, too, how they can be able to get the album for themselves. But talk to us about this project. What has it been like for you to not only see the way that people are responding to it, Michael, but also to be able to create this music that you love so much?
Yeah, it's always an interesting process to put a project together, and this particular project, these songs came to me over a period of time, over about a year or so, and when I play and compose, a lot of times it happens of itself. Mm-hmm. Particularly the composing, and this, like I said, this is over about a year, and I had these songs that I cataloged in, and I had gotten in touch with George Winston, who helped me on a previous project. I emailed George just to check in, see how he was doing, and he wrote back and asked me if I had any tunes, and I told him that I actually had a bunch of great tunes, but wasn't really ready to embark on a project. And he encouraged me pretty strongly to get back in the studio. So I owe a gratitude of thanks to George for giving me that nudge to get me back in the studio. And it wasn't too much longer after that I was. I made some dates and started recording this album.
Yeah. And, you know, I believe when I was listening to Continuum, Michael, the thing that really gets me is the way that you're able to tell a story without any words. I mean, you know, I believe that has to be a gift. And I think for anyone who listens to music or grew up with music, I remember when I was playing especially in concert band in school, that was the amazing thing about how you could almost picture the music in your head. Is that kind of what happens to you? I mean, how does the inspiration begin for you?
It's really unique for each song. Some songs are tied to specific circumstances, specific events in my life. Other times I'll sit down and I'll pick up my guitar just to soothe my own soul, and a melody will come out, and it will feel like a gift, certainly. And when I'm in a situation like that, I'll certainly recognize it and start to develop it a little bit and work on it. But as far as creating an image, it's to tie a song with a title. Sometimes the title comes first, and you're creating a song around a title or an image. A lot of times the melody will come first, and it feels to me like the melody itself comes from a deeper place if it comes first and surfaces, and then you can create an image around that melody.
So then, you know, when you hear people say then what a song, what a selection, like we're going to be listening to Rendezvous from the new project, Continuum, here in a moment. When you hear people say what the song reminds them of or makes them think of, does it for you then almost feel, Michael, like we would look at a piece of art and how some people might have a certain perspective as to what the artist is trying to convey rather than what we actually get out of it?
Yeah. Well, the beauty of one of the beauties of instrumental music is that we can personalize it easier than if there were lyrics,
right.
You know, kind of constructing a box for us to stay within. But the instrumental format really allows our imagination to wander, and we can personalize it. The feedback on this particular song has really ranged from a number of different images, and some of them were the image that I had when creating it. And this is a real introductory type of song, and it's sort of an introduction of myself and my music. It's the first track on the CD, and.
Right.
The image I'm creating with it is one of my music in general, and that is I have a sort of a common theme of sort of a grounded organic sound and an atmospheric sound that I derive from the lap steel primarily. So this track you'll hear that it has a pretty good strong rhythm. And then we have layered lap that's pretty drenched in reverb and very spacious. So it creates that balance of earth and sky real nice. And that's where I wanted the CD to start out with, and that's what we got.
Yeah. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Rendezvous from Michael Barry Reck from his album Continuum. You all stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live.
Thank you.
Again, everyone, that was Rendezvous from Michael Barry Rex's new album, Continuum. We're talking to Michael today, not only about his own unique sound, but also what it's been like for him to be able to share that with the world. You know, Michael, I talk to artists all the time on this program, and what always gets me is, you know, the courage, because you know, as I know, there are people out there who may say, you know, I've always thought about doing this, I've always thought about, you know, sharing this gift that I felt like I had. You know, where did the courage come from for you to be able just to go for it, to do what you felt passionate about and not worry about anything else?
That's a good question. The courage, I think it comes actually from the love, the core, the love of the music, and it feeds me on a pretty deep level. In general it does, and that's primarily what I play for. I play for myself and my own soul, and I benefit so much from it. I'm moved to share that with folks in hopes that they would also benefit from it. And I've gotten a lot of great feedback from folks who are really most of them are quite uplifted with it, and that's it's a real special feeling to know that you've affected people in a positive way.
Yeah. You know, when I was prepping for this segment, Michael, I thought about when I was, just getting ready to speak with you, how you were an individual who went on a literal journey of discovery, as well as, yeah, I believe, an emotional and spiritual one as well, you know, being able to really discover who you were, why you were here, and then, of course, to be able to use that now as you're able to do through music. Is that part of what the imprint is on Continuum, being able to take this journey with you and realize our own path in life?
Yeah, certainly, definitely. And it really is a journey. Each of my CDs, this is my third, they are their own little journeys in their own right. And this song that you just played is sort of a setting the stage of myself and my listeners. We're sort of shaking hands and we're meeting and we're off on this journey together. You know, all our life experiences, they don't get swept under the rug. They're in there, and they feed us, and they affect us, even though we're not conscious of it. So those early formative days, I'm sure that in some way, shape, or form, they've got to be moving me in my creative ventures now. It is a journey, and we're all on it together. We're individuals, and it's pretty amazing at times.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing to be able to experience it through the music, Michael, for sure. Again, everyone, Michael Barry Rex has been our guest. Continuum is the new project. It's available, of course, wherever you buy your music online. Our partner here is Amazon.com, but, of course, you can always get it through iTunes, and the information is on Michael's website. Speaking of the website, Michael, go ahead and give out the website for our listeners where they can find out more information about you and what's coming up next for you.
Sure. Sure. The website is my name, which is michaelberry-rec.com. And once they go to my website, there are links to my Facebook and YouTube, and you can hop on iTunes right from there as well. You can go to SoundCloud, find me on SoundCloud as well to sample tunes. It's got a hyphen in there. The spelling of the name is a little unique, but it's Michael Barry -rec.com, and the music keeps coming through. I keep writing songs, so even though I've just recently released this album, I definitely foresee another project on the horizon. So hopefully we'll be talking again sometime soon.
I hope that is the case, Michael. Again, everyone, Michael Berry Rec is our guest. MichaelBerry-Rec.com is where you guys can go for more information about Michael and what's coming up for him. Michael, congratulations to you on Continuum, and it goes without saying, we do welcome you back here anytime.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
Hey, we're glad to do it. And we thank all of you for tuning in as well, both on our radio side as well as online. If you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Michael, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations today. You all make it a great one.